This is a story that happens in Wales. In Wales, there is a river where the men used to go with their coracles, the little round skin boats, to fish for the salmon at night. A coracle now, it's a tricky thing to manage, but it can be done if you will go to the river with skill. And so it was that one night a lad set out, and he had his boat, and he had a rod for the fishing, and he had a gaffer that he would use to hit the fish over the head should he catch one. He put the coracle into the water, and he sat on the blackness of the water in the moonlight, and he let out the line. And before long, he knew that he had caught something, and using that skill and all the knowledge that he had, he brought the fish into the boat, and he saw that the fish was fine and gleaming silver in that light of the moon. And he took the gaffer, and he went to strike it on the head. But the fish raised its head up, and it spoke to him. "Be my cariad," it said. Now in Wales, to say, "Be my cariad," is to say, "Be my dear one." "I'm not," said. And he raised the gaffer again. And the fish began to twist and turn in the bottom of the boat and thrash against his legs. And it spoke again. "Be my cariad, or I will drown you," it said. But the lad was having none of that. And now he found himself caught down in the bottom of the boat. And he was fighting with the fish. And the scales were squawking and scraping and tearing at the skin of his hands. And then there was no squawking and scraping and tearing any longer. For he held not a fish, but a beautiful young woman. "Be my cariad," she said to him. Still, he said to her, "I will not." And she fought, and she turned the boat over, and there he was in the water. And she caught hold of him, and she began to pull him down, down, down into the depths, down till he thought that his lungs would burst and he would die. And then she brought him up to the surface. There his head was in the moonlight and hers beside it. "Be my cariad," she was saying to him. "I won't," he answered. She pulled him down again. Further this time, further and further among all the weeds and the murk that was on the bottom. And again he thought he would die, and again she brought him to the surface. "Be my cariad," she said to him. "I will not," he answered. She took hold of him once more. She took him deeper into that river than he imagined it was possible to go. Deeper and deeper and deeper. He thought perhaps he was dead already. And then there he was. And there was his head on the surface in the moonlight, and there was hers beside him. "Be my cariad," she said to him. And he thought, indeed, it would be better to marry a fish than to die. "All right," he answered. "All right, I will." And she brought him to the bank, and she hauled him up. And he lay there, coughing and spluttering, the water pouring from him. And then he realized that although he was himself in trouble, she was worse, for the hook was still in her top lip, the hook from that line that he had sent out, and it was pulling and tugging at her, and she was doing what she could to free it. "I'll help you," he said to her, and he tried to work the hook out, but it was barbed, he could not. "I shall have to cut you," he told her. "Cut me then," she said. And he reached into his pocket and he took out a little knife. And with that knife, he made 2 cuts in the top lip so the hook might be freed. And then he let it go and it was gone. And she was bleeding. And she fetched up and kissed him full on the mouth. And he tasted her blood. And she said to him, "You've tasted my blood. You will have to be my Cariad." And he looked at her and he said, "Yes. Yes, I will." So it was they went home together. And strange as it may seem, they stayed together, living happily all the rest of all their days. And if you would go to that part of Wales, even now, sometimes you would meet someone with a little scar on the top lip. You would know. You would know that was a descendant of the salmon Cariad.